Let's speak to a man who's probably spent this week slightly deflated after Eastleigh just failed to make the National League playoffs at the last knockings. Stuart Donald, the Eastleigh chairman. Good evening to you, sir.
Evening, Adam. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. Nice to speak to you. Thank you for coming
you?
On. You've had nearly a week to digest it all, I guess. How are you feeling?
A bit disappointed we didn't make it, obviously, but I had that inkling, obviously, when we lost to Tranmere with a week to go, so straight away then it's focused on next year and you know, you've got to look forward in life, so, you know, it's all about next season now.
Is there any kind of blame attached to missing your target? Do you unpick it, or do you just, as you just said, look to the future, move on?
Oh, no, well, I think you unpick it and evaluate where you've gone wrong and try and learn from the things that, you know, you think you need to improve on. And I think, as with all those things, there are, you know, you never get everything right in life, and there's quite a bit we need to sort of improve on. But as with all those things, you've just got to continually try and strive to improve, and, you know, we're more committed than ever that we've got to try and get out of the league we're in. So we've got to work harder than we did this, you know, next season coming up than we did this season, and probably realistically spend a little bit more money.
Yeah, well, that'll be down to you, I guess. Chris Topp told us at the end of last week that you and him have already met to talk about the summer. He came out with a headline that, to me, was like, onwards and upwards, we push on, we improve, we put more in. Is that fair enough?
Yep, yeah, absolutely. You know, we've got big plans off the field to develop the ground starting in the summer, so we crack on with those, and we're well underway behind the scenes with that, and we should see some real development over the next few weeks on the field. I've said to Chris, you know, seventh isn't good enough. It's got to be first, and if it's not first, it's got to be close to first. So, you know, quite rightly, probably realistically, I need to spend a little bit more money than I did do this year on the team. And we probably need to spend it a little bit more smartly than we did at times last season. So, yeah, but no, we go for it.
Money aside, Stuart, ultimately from the outside, you could say that the FA Cup success became your undoing. Will you approach the Cups differently next season?
No, I don't think so. I think if you were really sort of looking at it and being honest, you know, Chris being a new manager, I think, and he'd probably admit this, I think got a little bit carried away with the Cup in the sense that, as we all did, you sort of think, you know, when you're doing that well in the Cup, and we were doing well in the league at the time, that the squad was strong enough and we were sort of third in the league and we're going well, when in reality, I think with a little bit more experience, we should have probably said to ourselves, look, we really need to start January strong with one or two signings, and we left our January a little bit late, and we're sort of scraping around at the end, you know, to try and make sure we got one or two signings. So it sidetracked us, but we won't let that happen again.
Yeah, and to be fair, he's learned a lot very quickly, Chris Todd, over the last few months. That's for sure, hasn't he?
Yeah, absolutely.
What were you doing at West Ham yesterday? Lou wouldn't know this, but when you said I've been to West Ham and got a couple of interesting things, I thought, hang on, is they going to the Olympic Stadium? Have they been auctioning off their ground? Has Stuart been buying turnstiles or something? And then I replied to you cheekily on Twitter, have you bought Dimitri Payet? But, I mean, that's not the case. So are you allowed to tell me what you were doing?
Yeah, no,
you were quite excited.
Exactly what you said in the first scenario. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, West Ham have basically invited a lot of clubs into to have a look at, you know, everything basically has got to go. So it's gone from, I don't know, scoreboards to turnstiles to, you know, tables and chairs to kitchen equipment. And, of course, we're planning to you know, redevelop the ground. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we went up there and, to be fair, you know, we went in with about six or seven other clubs and they were buying the odd thing here and there, and literally, we walked into a few rooms and just said, yeah, we'll have the whole room. So we got a bit excited.
I bet you loved it. It must have been brilliant. We loved the best boot sale ever.
No. It was one of the best days ever, yeah. I mean, you go up there and they have a, you know, it's historic, isn't it? And, you know, wonderful surroundings. And you wander into the sort of chairman's suite and, you know, there's Karen Brady's, you know, table and David Gould's table. And, and I said, oh, yeah, I'll have all of those.
What are you most pleased with that you got?
Probably all the stuff in the director's room.
Okay.
Nice. The boardroom table and all that stuff, the chairs.
They have the setup there is that they have about six tables.
Wow.
And they're very, very nice tables with all the chairs around it. So the lad sort of said, did you want one of the tables? And I sort of said, well, it will look a bit out of sync in a room, so we'll have them all. Yeah.
One for the living room, one for the dining room at home. Yeah.
Not taking you to IKEA.
So just to check, because you were obviously happy to go there and get the chequebook out, you haven't just gone brick by brick like London Bridge and you just don't want to move Upton Park to the edge of Southampton and the motorway, are you?
Wouldn't you love to? But no. We were relatively sensible. But you know, with the development things we've got, it was a really good way for the club to sort of pick up, you know, loads of new tables and chairs and kitchen equipment, all this sort of thing. So it has come right at a good time for us, albeit we might have a bit in storage for a while.
Mm.
Just finally, Stuart, your other club, Oxford United, are fighting for promotion out of League Two. Are you excited by that, or is it really all about Eastleigh for you?
Well, I'm excited as a fan and I'm going tomorrow, but to be fair, that's only, what is probably only the second or third game I've been to all season. You know, I've really sort of put everything into Eastleigh and of course as a fan I'm delighted, but I am just spending less and less time up there, so... for me, I'll always be an Oxford fan, but I am... You know, I've become converted to Eastleigh as my number one club, really.
Yeah, and you know what? That'll be music to fans' ears, because I think it's easy for us all to presume that when a chairman like you comes into a club, gets this project up and running, if it doesn't work well a couple of times, we're all thinking, football fans, gallows humour a bit, is to think, well, you'll probably give up now and move on to something else. But you've been to West Ham, you're doing all that, you sorted the budget out. You couldn't be further from the truth, could
you? No, I couldn't do that, because I've worked really hard for 4 years, you know, and if I give up on it... I've wasted all my effort, and I'm not interested in doing that. I've got to see the thing through. The only thing is, I keep moving the goalposts. I keep thinking we can go further and further. So, you know, I'll probably never leave at this rate. But you know, I'm having fun, so it's great.
Yeah, and you know what? The Eastleigh's better for your efforts. So
thank you for your continued efforts.
And I know that I'm sure that the people of the borough appreciate it, as do the players and the fans. So good on you, Stuart. Have a summer well. We'll speak to you soon.
In the summer. Thanks ever so much for having us on again.
Pleasure, Stuart. Lovely to speak to you, Stuart Donald. There, the Eastleigh chairman.